This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. We're very happy that you have joined us once again in your determination to solve the dilemma that is contained within your conceptual self-identity about who you are. This is called the mind training of A Course in Miracles, and I'm considered to be some sort of an advanced teacher. My advancement, or your recognition thereof, is based very simply on an experience that I had and continue to have within my own conceptual self that will indicate the certainty that I have discovered about who I am as being perfect as God created me. So these are the lessons in this training where we can come to know who we are, all right, through a practice of mind training that's going to show us continuing alternatives within our conceptual self in regard to the transition that is necessary within the species of man, the identity that the consciousness of man has about himself, and recognize that it's a transition from this idea of pain and death to the certainty that he can discover all around him a true universal reality. The practice that we are going to commence at this time, we hope, is going to show you through our new communication of mind with each other the single reality that we actually are in the entirety of eternal life. There's a lot of excitement out there, and perhaps you will be able to see why when you watch this video number 130. The Course in Miracles is composed of a text wherein there is a description of what this world is and how the world can come to know what reality is through a conversion or an atonement or an enlightenment or a resurrection, as indicated by our historic Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. All of the questions that arise concerning the authorship of this course do not concern me in the slightest. What I want to show you is the certainty that it's possible through this training to begin to recognize a new you. So this is lesson 130 that says very simply, you can't see two worlds. When you begin to discover through your enlightenment a new world, you may still attempt to organize in the old associations of time that previously identified you. And that's impossible to do. So 129 said to you, there's another world that you can't see. 128 said, I don't want the world that I have. Now we're at 130, where the real test of how you will hear this is going to begin, because on a moment-by-moment basis, it's going to be possible for you in a new association, in a discovery of who you are, to see the world in an entirely different manner, and one that's going to make you very happy. Let's go back just a moment and look just at the final episode, 129, that says very simply, there's another world that you can see. Listen with me. Now is the last step certain. Now you stand in instant space away from timelessness. Here can you but look forward, never back, to see again the world you do not want. Here is the world that comes to take its place. As you unbind your mind from little things, the world sets forth to keep you prisoner. Value them not, and what? They'll disappear. Esteem them, and they will seem real to you. Listen, such is the choice. What loss can be for you in choosing not to value nothingness? This world holds nothing that you really want, but what you choose instead you want indeed. Let it be given you today. It waits but for your choosing it to take the place of all the things you seek but do not really want to find. Practice your willingness to make this change at least 10 minutes in the morning and at night today, and once more in between. That gives you 10, 20, 30 minutes when you are begin to experience the joy of this. And say to yourself, beyond this world, there's a world that I want, and I choose to see that world instead of this, for here is nothing that I really want. Let's practice. Then close your eyes upon the world you see, and in the silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light one by one, until where one begins, another ends, loses all meaning as they blend to one. Today, the lights of heaven bend to you to shine upon your eyelids as you rest beyond the world of darkness. Here is the light your eyes cannot behold, and yet your mind can see it plainly and can understand. A day of grace is given you today, and we give thanks. This day, we realize that what you feared to lose was only loss. I'm going to read it to you once more. This day, we realize that what you feared to lose was only the loss that you thought was necessary to keep you in your existence. Now do we understand there is no loss, for we have seen its opposite at last, and we are grateful that the choice is made. Remember your decision hourly, and take a moment to confirm your choice by laying by whatever thought you have and dwelling briefly only upon this. Are you listening? The world I see holds nothing that I want, and beyond this world, there is a world that I want indeed. What an exciting prospect that you're going to begin to see in your own conceptual identity an alternative that will make you very happy in the recognition of a new self. The entirety of this teaching begins with a fundamental admission that in reality you don't know who you are. Now, the basis on which you base your conceptual self is a pre-recognition and continuing justification of this world based on an identity that you have discovered in the relationship that you find in this correspondence of space and time. In the Course in Miracles, we call that your ego. We're also determined that you begin to recognize within your own ideas about yourself that the conflict that you appear to suffer in this range of a determination to exist within your own mind is being caused very simply because, not knowing who you are, the world tells you and you justify within your own mind an existent determination that allows you momentarily to identify yourself within this time frame. Those of you who have reached this point in this Course in Miracles and would like to look at me in the totality of my discovery, okay, through the enlightening procedure of who I really am, literally, and experience that could be defined perhaps as a devastation of my self-identity. You've come this far, and it's impossible if you're watching this video, is somewhere within this sojourn of existent association within your body, you did not begin to question who you really were, although you were determined to assert, as the world had directed you, that it was true. The simple fact of the matter is you begin to recognize within yourself the admission of your fraudulency. I'm not concerned about where you hear that within a conceptual identity, who is going to insist that he can find the solution within his own mind. This teaching must reach a point within yourself where you see that the solution is impossible, very simply because it's not contained within your own conceptions. And that can be a moment that will cause you a little concern. But if you're this far along with this, you have made some very fundamental admissions, one of which is you are the cause of the objective associations that are contained within your own mind. That admission in this time and place will allow you to see that I am only a reflection of your own mind and am offering to you what you are willing to hear within the association of your identity that will continue to justify that place and time. I'm offering you through this course a complete instant of an alternative that will show you, in fact, you actually don't occupy this time and space. Those of you who are now watching this video probably very early in this association didn't fit. Look at me, very early and continuing and up until this moment, if you'll want to admit it with me, this is not the time and place where you belong. Can you see this with me? Would you like to look at this with me for just a moment? I'm going to give you the highest truth that you can ever hear from my mind. My mind is going to show you at this time and place that this is not where you're from. This is not where you belong, and you know it. You continue to struggle with the existent idea that somehow you came from here. And as long as you do that, you will suffer the consequences of here. Say to me, I suffer the consequences of here. Say that to me. Yeah. You believe that you're a human being within this carcass of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen in the particulars of a location that's very small in space-time. You call that yourself. I'm here within your conceptual mind, very simply telling you that's not who you are. This message obviously comes from my Savior, Jesus Christ, who was a man who resurrected in the certainty, as God directed him, that he was whole and perfect as he was created. And a little theology for you there. But how simple the solution is, if he is indeed resurrected, and is expressing to you the certainty that your resurrection was contained in him. This is my teaching to you. There's one self, and that we share with God. We want to take just a moment, if we can, to go back to be sure you understand what this course is offering to you. It's going to give you just a little description of how you're looked at from the wholeness of reality in regard to what you think you are. You may have watched or listened to it before, but it's important within this context that you hear it again. It comes from chapter 21 of the text. Watch and listen. Let's listen and try a little bit. Reason and perception. Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is not less. Therefore, to you, it is important. It's the witness to your state of mind, the outside picture of an inward condition. Listen, as a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world. Perception is a result and not a cause. And that is why order of difficulty in miracles is meaningless. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there is chaos. And that is this world. Damnation is your judgment on yourself, and this you will project upon the world. See it as damned, and all you see is what you did to hurt the Son of God. If you behold disaster and catastrophe, you tried to crucify him. If you see holiness and hope, you joined the will of God to set him free. There is no choice that lies between these two decisions. And you will see the witness to the choice you make and learn from this to recognize which one that you would choose. We're going to just show you just for a moment what your condition is. Never forget the world the sightless see must be imagined. This is the human condition. For what it really looks like is unknown to them. They must infer what could be seen from evidence forever indirect, and reconstruct their inferences as they stumble and fall because of what they did not recognize, or walk unharmed through open doorways that they thought were closed. And so it is with you. You do not see. Your cues for inference are wrong. And so you stumble and fall down upon the stones you did not recognize, but fail to be aware you can go through the doors you thought were closed, but which stand open before unseeing eyes waiting to welcome you. How foolish it is to attempt to judge what could be seen instead. You become accustomed to your world, and you adjust to it, and you think you know the way, and you learn not through joyous lessons, but through stern necessities of limits that you believe must be placed on you, that you are from this time and place. And still believing this, the humans hold those lessons dear, and they cling to them because they cannot see. They do not understand that the lessons of their conceptual self keep them blind. This they do not believe. And so they keep the world they learn to see in their imagination, believing that their choice is that or nothing. They hate the world they learn through pain, and everything they think seems to serve to remind them that they are incomplete and bitterly deprived. Thus they define their life where they live, adjusting to it as they think they must, afraid to lose the little that they have. And so it is with all who see the body as all they have and all their brothers have. Listen, they try to reach each other and they fail and they fail again. And they adjust to loneliness, believing that to keep the body is to save the little that they have. Is that all right with you? That lesson of a description of what you are as a human being? It's very important that you understand that in the lessons that will be coming in this workbook, that you recognize that you can't see two worlds. It should be obvious to you that the world that you are seeing at this time and place represents your human condition. It is also impossible, if you are listening to this lesson in this Course in Miracles from a source of mind out of time, now being directed by someone in what appears to be a body who is present with you within your own illusion of self-identity, that you will not and did not and cannot come to know this. So the offering of this mind training, if you'll accept it from me, you're showing you that at this time and in this place, you can come to know who you are. It's going to require some very fundamental admissions. First of all, that you're the cause of it. And while that may not be entirely acceptable to you in the range that you have identified yourself, certainly it's possible for you on a continuing practice basis to accept the idea that you are the cause of your own faculty of self-identity, all right? Everything that is happening to you is a decision that you have made about yourself, okay? The discovery that you are experiencing now through the wholeness of my love for you, through my determination that you recognize that we share this single love for God and for each other, will show you that if you don't hold to the tension of the self-identity you have given, you will forgive me for threatening you with the eternity of love that I know we share together. Okay? So this lesson, okay, from my mind to yours, in this Course in Miracles, is going to tell you very simply that you can't see two worlds, so that each time you have an experience of the joy that you had just then, it will be continually enhanced in your own mind as an alternative that you would rather experience than the conceptual world in which you find yourself. The power of that decision lies in your mind, because all the power of the universe is given to you, and you may use it in this earthly pursuit of the totality of who you are through the forgiveness of the grievance of self-identity that held us in this bondage of the ego. The idea that the world would be able to tell us who we really are. We found now the source of the problem in you, haven't we? And just for a moment, we're going to convert it. And you're going to begin to feel the joy of the new you that's going to emerge. So let's begin this practice now, shall we? This will be lesson 130 in this Course in Miracles. Listen. So let's look together. It's impossible to see two worlds. Perception is consistent. What you see reflects your thinking, and your thinking but reflects your choice of what you want to see. Your values are determiners of this, for what you value, you must want to see, believing what you see is really there. No one can see a world his mind has not accorded value. And no one can fail to look upon what he believes he wants. Listen, yet who can really hate and love at once? Are you listening to this? Who can desire what he does not want to have reality? And who can choose to see a world of which he's afraid? Fear must make blind, for this its weapon is. That which you fear to see, you cannot see. Love and perception thus go hand in hand, but fear obscures in darkness what is there. What then can fear project upon the world? What can be seen in darkness that is real? Truth is eclipsed by fear, and what remains is but imagined. Yet what can be real in blind imagining of panic born? What would you want that this is shown to you? What would you wish to keep in such a dream as you are having? Listen, fear has made everything you think you see. All separation, all distinctions, and the multitude of differences you believe make up the world. They are not there. Love's enemy has made them up. Yet love can have no enemy, and so they can have no cause, no being, and no consequence. They can be valued, but they remain unreal. They can be sought, but they cannot be found. Today, we will not seek for them, nor waste this day in seeking what cannot be found. Are you listening? It is impossible to see two worlds which have no overlap of any kind. Seek for the one, the other disappears, but one remains. They are the range of choice beyond which your decision cannot go. The real and the unreal are all there are to choose between, and nothing more than these. So what a choice you've been offered there, haven't you? To choose through the experience that you had just then. Did you see the experience that you began to have? Now maybe for a moment you couldn't recognize who or what or why it was, but there's no question that you began to experience it within your own mind. In that occurrence, which we call a miracle, or a holy instant, the world cannot not begin to look different to you. And this is why the practice of this course is so important. Each time a new enlightening occurrence happens to you, it becomes part of your conceptual association and offers you a variant continuum of time, since the continuum of time in which you find yourself is changing all the time. Can you see that with me? In a particular sense, this is, of course, in shortening time, because it's offered to you to change the manner in which you are viewing yourself in that body form. We're going to have to leave you here in just a moment, and we're going to come back. And I hope you'll join us for the next 30 minutes, because what we're going to talk about is you as a memory package. What we're going to try to show you is that you hold on to the old memories of what you think you are, and they become your body identity, and they're not true. So we hope we'll be seeing you in just a moment. Remember, you're not who you think you are. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go. Remember that we are the mind of God as we share together that love. I'll see you in just a moment. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're back with you now in this mind training of A Course in Miracles, showing you a new reality, okay, based on the discovery that who you thought you were is not true, okay? Now, the lesson that 130 in this workbook of A Course in Miracles offered you, and one that many of you are now beginning to accept, says very simply that you can't see two worlds. In other words, you will either see a world of a human condition, one of fear that the world has set terms for you that you recognize, one that tells you that you're a body, one that tells you that you're confined to this carbon and hydrogen and oxygen breathing apparatus that you define as life. You look at me. I'm with you now in the certainty of the formulation of the memory of your own mind, telling you that this is not what life is. I'm here in this procedure of mind training, informing you on a very totality of realization, of my self-realization, that this is not life. Look at me. Okay. What you think is life, the occupation of this little containment that identifies itself within such a very small parameter of time, is not what life is, and you know it. Look at me. I'm a part now of the memory of your mind, okay, contained within what you think of as an association of body form, telling you very simply that it's time for a complete alternative to be accepted by you in what you previously identified as your body existence. Would you like to look at that? Should we spend just a moment and look at that together? Huh? That was good. Let's try just a little practice. Say to me, minds communicate. Yeah, there. Just for a moment, we found a correspondence, okay, in the expression of ourself that did not involve our conceptual identity. This is the basis of this teaching. It's important that you remember that as you are factoring me within what this appears to be in this exercise of this course, I literally am a part of your mind. I am not separate from you. The manner in which you judge me, the manner in which you accept or reject me, your determination to give me an historic reference in a body is nothing but the containment of your own conceptual mind that is determined to establish within the objective association of yourself a reality that will justify this world. And it's not true. I'm going to intrude just for a moment on your conceptual idea of yourself, all right? I'm going to take and ask you to take with me any particular memory of happiness, because this is a course in discovering the truth of happiness and joy and eternal life that you are. I'll do it with you over here. If you'll do this with me, take a moment in your mind and remember in its entirety just a time when you were so happy that it was inexpressible. Let's do it together. I'm going to do it with you. All right, here we go. Oh. Now, there. That is what mind communication is. A moment of sharing of our minds that is not involved with the justification of our conceptual self. What a particular situation to find yourself in as a human being. You want to share this with me? You have a happy thought, and you are immediately required to justify it in the history of yourself in regard to what's already happened and has already passed away and is already gone. The inquiry that I would like to make of you, if it's possible, is how is it possible for you to have old thoughts? I'm going to wait for you to answer me there. Human conception? How are you having old thoughts? At the very minimum, I will require that you admit in this time and place that that thought you had was entirely whole and new at the time that it was expressed until you connected it to your need to justify who you are in the body that you think you occupy. Was that all right with you? Now, perhaps, hopefully, you're beginning to feel the joy that I'm expressing for you. First, in the certainty of my self-self, that is, the certainty that I cannot be more or less than who I am, okay, as totally created by the universal mind of God, and that it is not necessary, okay, through the elimination of the necessity based on the loss of the capacity to identify myself, which is this fundamental teaching, not to offer you the certainty of happiness that I am and that we share together. Perhaps that was a little obscure. Let's see if I can clean it up for you. What I'm saying to you is that the moment of happiness that you just had with me is what reality is. All right. Now, that happiness is what you share out in the world in the certainty that present with you in this time and in this place is all the joy and all the love that there could ever be. And that we are sharing that now in this time and in this place. I'm aware you've given me a body identity. I know that because you believe that you are occupying the body and all the things that you love are somehow going to disappear or be lost, or you're going to have to suffer pain and death in association with that body, and that somehow I am sharing with you as a separate mind from you what you believe about yourself. You listen to me. I don't share your identity of yourself. I have discovered in myself through this message from my Savior, Jesus Christ, who is resurrected and has shown me in my resurrected mind who we really are together. That I will love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind. And that I will love you as myself. Because you are myself. I'm recognizing you now in the totality of an association of who I know I am and who I also know that you cannot be. Now, the moment that you saw that is going to be with you within the parameter of your consciousness. There's no way you're going to lose it. Perhaps when this video or this television program is over, you think you're going to go out into the world and you will have lost this. That's not true. This is going on now and will always go on as long as you want it to in the sharing of the happiness, not based on the location of our separate bodies. I hope you could hear that. This is the fundamental teaching of this Course in Miracles, that our minds are communicating. Okay, and we'll communicate in the entirety of this reference. We'll return now. We were doing, and we'll finish this lesson that you can't see two worlds. Notice how the world has changed just in this little period of time that is past as you begin to discover this new you that's in you. It's a miracle. And it's a miracle because it really had nothing at all to do with who you thought you were or what you thought your proceedings were going to be in that mind identity. Let's look and listen once again to this lesson 130 from our Course in Miracles. So let's remind you, it's impossible to see two worlds which have no overlap of any kind. Seek for the one, the other disappears, but one remains. They are the range of choice beyond which your decision cannot go. The real and the unreal are all there are to choose between, and nothing more than these. Today we will attempt no compromise where none is possible. The world you see is proof you have already made a choice as all-embracing as its opposite. What we would teach today is more than just the lesson that you cannot see two worlds. It also teaches that the one you see is quite consistent from the point of view from which you see it. It is all a piece because it stems from one emotion and reflects its source in everything that you see. Let's practice 6 times today. In thanks and gratitude, we gladly give 5 minutes to the thought that ends all compromise and doubt and go beyond them all as one. We will not make 1,000 meaningless distinctions nor attempt to bring with us a little part of unreality as we devote our minds to finding only what is real. Begin your searching for the other world by asking for a strength beyond your own and recognize what it is you seek. You don't want illusions. And you come to these 5 minutes emptying your hands of all the petty treasures of this world. What do? You wait for God to help you. As you say, it is impossible to see two worlds. Let me accept the strength God offers me and see no value in this world, that I may find my freedom and my deliverance. God will be there, for you have called upon the great unfailing power which will take this giant step with you in gratitude. Nor will you fail to see his thanks expressed in tangible perception and in truth. I'm coming back to you for just a moment because I want you to see what that lesson offered you. Nor will you fail to see his expression of the new discovery of you in a tangible proof of the enjoyment that you can have in performing this lesson. How long did it take you there, wherever you were? Wherever you were in your occupation, maybe you were in an office, maybe you were driving in your car, maybe you were taking care of the baby, maybe you were occupied in a sport activity, maybe you were in the privacy of your own abode, performing acts of necessity within your own mind. What happened then in that lesson is that in that little 5-minute segment, you made a discovery about yourself that you never thought possible. And the reason you never thought it was possible is because it wasn't possible. It did require some mind training. The need was for you to at least consider the possibility of what I'm offering you, which is nothing actually but a direct link with creative reality. Yes, it is a meditative technique. Yes, it is a form of prayer. And yes, you cannot fail at it. But certainly, if you're going to practice this Course in Miracles, you're going to have to take the time within your busy schedule of death, your busy schedule to exist in that rotting carcass of unreality, to at least acknowledge through a religious experience that a complete alternative is possible for you. Did you see that? Now that's the excitement that we can share. Just as obviously, if there is no experience involved in it, it would be literally impossible for you to see the truth. So in that sense, this is an enlightening procedure. Let's complete this lesson now together. Listen. God will be there. For you have called upon the great unfailing power which will take this giant step with you in gratitude. Nor will you fail to see his thanks expressed in tangible perception and in truth. you will not doubt what you will look upon, for though it is perception, it is not the kind of seeing that your eyes alone have ever seen before. And you will know God's strength upheld you as you make this choice. Listen, dismiss temptation easily today, whenever it arises, merely by remembering the limits of your choice. What are they? The unreal or the real? The false or the truth is what you see, and only what you see. Perception is consistent with your choice, and hell or heaven comes to you as one. Except a little part of hell is real, and you have damned your eyes and cursed your sight, and what you will behold is hell indeed. Yet the release of heaven still remains within your range of choice to take the place of everything that hell would show to you. All you need say to any part of hell, whatever form it takes, is simply this: it is impossible to see two worlds. I seek my freedom and deliverance, and this is not a part of what I want. We're laughing here together in the studio, first of all because of the uncompromising nature of the offering that I am making to this world. And secondly, at the idea that you out there in this world, in this tedious exposure of the meaninglessness of any purpose that you would find within this dark form, is entertaining the idea that what I am telling you about yourself is true. In a particular sense, it is and cannot not be an inevitable conclusion that you will reach as a human consciousness, as a member of the species Homo sapien, of a transition that is necessary in your search for self-identity. The particulars of what I'm offering you have certainly been available to the human consciousness since what you term the beginning of time. There's nowhere in the manifestation of what is defined as a human being where there will and can and must be recognized a source of power that is not contained within what appears to be this cultural or the civilization that you have identified as this world. The excitement that's coming about in the realization of this new continuum of time, okay, that we are expressing in our shared realization through the miracle of this conversion, has become real. And this is expressed in our course as a real world. The moments of discovery that are now expressing to you a new self-certainty, a new confidence that was always deep within you that you're so happy to find, that in actuality is based on your certainty that it was not caused by this world. You did not have to use the objective associations of what you thought was out there to sustain you within the existence idea of what the world told you that you were based on what you have told the world that you are. None of it is real. Once more, you are not separate from the eternal love that we share with God. None of this world, okay, lasted but for more than a moment in the entirety of what you are. That solution that you have discovered now within the formulation of your own mind is what universal love is, isn't it? Now, the terms that were used in this lesson are heaven and hell. Okay. If we would admit together that this is hell, okay, our progress could suddenly be very rapid, because you have an idea of hell or punishment or loss or pain or death that is inherent in your conceptual mind. Indeed, it is what you are. What I'm offering you is my certainty that the hell of separation that you have devised is contained only within your conceptual self. I'm not interested in your theology of objective separation. This is from the mind of Jesus. I have no concern about what you think this world is or the establishment by which it has given you your identity. My certainty is that you are whole and perfect as you were created by God, and that both hell and heaven are contained within your conceptual self for just the moment that it was necessary for you to make the decision that you'd rather be in heaven. In the scripture, Jesus says, we're all going home to heaven together, and everybody that is here knows perfectly well that he came from heaven. This is a moment of realization that is contained within your own conceptual self. Say to me, I'm going to try this. Say to me, memory, look at me. In regard to how you identify me as a so-called advanced teacher, some old guy who has been in this occupation for some years, okay, I'm not really concerned about that, because the memories of what you are in your relationship with what you think I am are very necessary as a part of the procedure of a new place in space-time where we can share the single solution that we were actually searching for. And that's what I want you to look at with me. I am very certain of who you are. It is impossible, okay, that I not be certain about who you are, because certainty is what heaven is. The moment of certainty that you expressed while still in your conceptual idea of yourself were a sharing with your body forms of moments of dedication to particulars that brought result within your own mind. And certainly we want you to hold those as memories, perhaps of accomplishments in the sharing of that joy. What I want to show to your split mind is the entirety of the possibility for you to realize within your own factoring of self-awareness the eternal love of God that will then extend from you and can be shared by your previous projections of mind. You listen. What I'm offering you right now is the certainty that though we may be in body form, that for the moment that we choose, we can come to know the entirety of ourself through momentarily laying down the burden of our self-consciousnesses and allowing us to do that mind merge of unconditional love that we are. We're glad that we could come together in this Course in Miracles training, okay? A training of your mind that is necessary in a discipline, if you would like, to make you a disciple, that will then allow you to become an apostle, that will then allow you to recognize that indeed the Christ that is emerging in you will allow you to recognize yourself as the Savior of this world. You brought this world with you when you came. I'm showing it to you in its entirety, so you no longer will have to be separate with all of the forms out there dedicated to the pain and death that previously represented you. Welcome home. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. We're sharing now this moment of love, and I hope I see you again in this sojourn. It's about to end, because you've discovered a whole new idea about yourself, okay, and the realization that you can and will escape from this world. God bless us, everyone.